Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo! Oh, welcome in. It is the Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker.
Rob Parker.
And Fred Rogan.
Wow.
That's right, the legendary sportscaster.
Stop calling me a legend.
Come on, Fred, you are.
Stop calling me a legend.
From
I am begging you.
KNBC in Los Angeles.
You know what, Rob? Anytime you call somebody a legend, you're indicating they're really old. I am not old.
Not at all. It just means you're seasoned. That salt and pepper hair, we love it.
I dyed this way.
Hey, Alex, what do we say when Alex and I end the evening and we disconnect? If I'm at home working or whatever, we disconnect. Alex and I say the same thing every night when we say goodnight to each other.
It shouldn't be what I think it is.
It is. You ready, Alex?
You ready?
NBC, you later.
I'll be using that pretty soon myself, Rob. Won't be long now.
Won't be long now. But yes, it is the Odd Couple, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will get you there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow!
That's right, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And man, what a show on this TV theme song Thursday. George Reister, I like to call George Wrongster, coming up from Fox Sports Radio. He's a weekend host and host of Reister. I'll get it right, on Mad Dog Sports Talk Radio. All right. We'll do that, but let's welcome in a friend of mine, Mr. Fred Rogan, who's filling in for Chris. Chris is off today, and tomorrow we all know Chris's dad passed, and the family is
headed to
Louisiana for the funeral, so Chris has a couple of days off,
yeah.
But it is great to have you in, Fred.
I appreciate it, Rob. You know, I love doing the show with you. And Rob actually does our show here in Los Angeles on Fridays and is the guy that sits in with me when Rodney Pete, my partner, is off. So Rob and I know each other really well. I'm sure he's told you the story of our trips, our journey to Vegas.
That's right.
Where he actually did bring his clothes in a paper bag. It is true, if you believe, no human being would travel and carry their clothes in a paper bag and not a suitcase. I witnessed it firsthand.
That's right, because I didn't want to pay for a suitcase, Fred. You know me.
I know. Spirit Airlines, number one to your heart. So it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. You know I love doing it with you.
No doubt. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Rob G is our producer, of course, as usual. Alex is our engineer. And on the updates, Monty Bolaños.
Yeah, Monty.
All right, let's get started here, Fred. We got a lot of stuff to get into.
Yep.
Start with college football. Of course, the big championship game is on Monday night. And, of course, it doesn't include Michigan.
Right.
Who lost to TCU, and that was a shocker because TCU punched him in the face. But anyway, now it's the offseason. And all the talk is about Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh and whether or not he's going to stay or go.
Let me just say this. You talk about TCU. That was a team all season long that was near the top 10, in the top 4. And every week when that poll would come out, people would say, no, this is the week they're going to get beat. This is the week they're going to get knocked out. Of the top 4 teams, every week, that was the team that people said did not deserve to be there.
And look where they are in a national championship game.
And I'll only say this, because my son is a member of this fine institution. Given that Michigan lost to TCU, but Kansas State beat TCU, that means Kansas State is a better team than Michigan.
Is that right?
I want that on the record right now.
How could you say that you were born in Detroit? Did you have an affinity for Michigan or Michigan State, or did it matter?
You know, when you're born in Detroit, it's interesting. You're more a Michigan guy.
Right, you are. And then if you're born in Lansing or Upper
Peninsula, right? it's Michigan State. Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt about it. So, Rob G., Jim Harbaugh did deliver a statement today. Do we have that, or are you going to read that for us?
I can read it for you, Rob. Not only did he deliver the statement, he delivered it on Michigan football letterhead because it was put out on all their social media platforms. Let me read it to you.
Yes.
I am aware of the rumors and speculation over the last few days. College and NFL teams have great interest in all of our personnel, from players to coaches to staff, and I truly believe that this is a testament to the strength of our University of Michigan football program. As I stated in December, while no one knows what the future holds, I expect that I will be enthusiastically coaching Michigan in 2023.
Fred, are you buying that?
Well, the operative term was expect.
I expect, right.
Expect. I will be coaching Michigan in 2023, unless I'm not. Unless I'm in Carolina, or unless I'm in Denver.
Right.
Because here's the thing when
or
you look at
Harbaugh. Unless I'm in Indianapolis.
Right. Here's the thing. How much better is it going to get for him? They had a terrific team this year. A team that could have won the national title.
They were 13-0, right.
So you've got a team like that, and you get to a point where you're finally going to cash in, and this is going to dot the exclamation point. And then, defensively, you come up short against TCU. How much better can it get for Michigan? And if, in fact, that is the best hurrah Jim Harbaugh will have there, then honestly, aside from money, why would you stay there? There's not much more you can do. He can leave Michigan tomorrow and say to people, and they will acknowledge, you know what, I went out on top. Yeah, we got beat in the playoff, but look at our regular season and look at the resurgence in the program since I got here. So since I have done that, and I realize I may not get all the way over the hump, I might as well go and take the money.
There's no doubt about it. And, Fred, here's the other part. He's safeguarding himself because last year he wound up with egg on his face. If you remember, he went to a job interview last year in Minneapolis for the Vikings on signing day for college football players. What football coach is not available on signing day? He thought he was getting a job, Fred.
A coach that thought he was going to sign.
Right.
That's the coach that goes on signing day. I'm signing. It's
on
my day.
On signing of all days, you could have said, dude, can you push it back? Can I wait till the day after? Like, that tells you all you need to know. So this year he's putting up this facade that, well, I expect to be at Michigan. Of course you expect. You got a contract and a job. He could have closed the door. I'm not going anywhere. I put my right hand up. I'm not going on any job interviews. I'm not interviewing with anybody. I'm going to be Michigan coach until we win a damn national championship. How about that?
Well, he can't do that because that's not going to be the case.
No, I know.
The bottom line again is this. When you've got to the top of whatever mountain you're trying to climb, and maybe the mountain's a little higher, but you yourself have the self-awareness to realize I can't get to that point. You know, I'm almost there. I've gone farther than I ever have. I've gone farther than most people ever have, but I'm out of gas.
They've lost six straight bowl games. I'm and I get it. I think you're right. as far as what he's done to this point. They beat Ohio State, their arch rivals, the last 2 years. They've won the Big Ten title the last 2 years. And they've been in the college football playoffs the last 2 years. Now, they didn't get to the championship game, which they should have, or most people thought they would, especially when you talk about beating TCU, which most people thought they would. But this might be your cut and run, and you've done. You're not leaving with your tail stuck between your legs. You know what I mean? You at least had success. You had an undefeated season until you lost in the college football playoffs. This could be it.
Since he got back, let's just be realistic. Since he got back, he was able to recreate a resurgence in Michigan football. He's done that. He has rebuilt that program. Because if you remember before he got there, it wasn't like it is today. So he has done that. The resurgence in Michigan football can be directly attributed to Jim Harbaugh. He has done his job there. But you get to a point where you go, okay, I've done it. And he's also done this, Rob, and I think it applies to all levels of sports. You're in the conversation every year. That's all you can ask of your team, collegiate, professional, high school, whoever you root for. There's one thing as a fan you expect and you want. You want to be in the conversation. You don't know about injuries. You don't know if somebody gets hot. But you do know this. Going in, you're positioned to have an opportunity to win the whole thing. And he has done that for Michigan football. He has put them back on the map. He has put them back in the conversation. There's not much more he can do without winning a national title. And really, if he doesn't win a national title, the only thing that can happen is for him, it gets worse. It doesn't get any better. Because it's gotten as good as it's going to get without winning a title.
And the history of Michigan football, when you think the legendary coach Bo Schembechler never won a national championship. They got a statue of him on campus. He's never won a national championship.
I used to love that hat he wore.
You know, right.
Oh, yeah.
And so here's Jim Harbaugh, who played for Bo, is a Michigan man, was a quarterback for the Wolverines. He's got all the boxes checked. And like his hero and idol, he never won a national championship. So you can be revered at Michigan without winning. And Bo won Big Ten titles and all that. But he never – and he had a losing record, I believe, in bowl games. Like, he was not great in the postseason, but they won enough. They beat Ohio State enough to make people feel good about Michigan. And maybe that's where it is. And maybe that they have one mythical national championship since the Louisiana Purchase. And that was 1997.
All right, that's not where it is. Look, if you're a competitor – just being there, and I'm the best there is, but I've never won it all. No. I'll just say it right here and right now. He needs to go. And he doesn't need to be fired. He needs to go. Right. He needs to go for him. He needs to go and explore something
else.
And
this might be his last opportunity. I'm dead serious. Like, it might be, Fred, because if you remember last year, he had stink on when he was trying to move on and they gave him a pay cut. He had stink on him. Nobody in the NFL was even interested in Jim Harbaugh, which is surprising because he had a lot of success with the 49ers. They got to a Super Bowl. They went to three NFC championship games. Like, he's the one who got Colin Kaepernick the quarterback spot and utilized him and became the quarterback whisperer. So he had success there, but nobody wanted him. Now, here you are. You're on top. You're one of the final four schools playing. And there's NFL jobs with some decent teams, you know, and organizations. Denver, they got a great defense. All they need is get their quarterback straightened out.
Well, maybe Harbaugh can play quarterback.
Yeah, it might be. He might be just as good as Russell Wilson. But I'm with you. I think that it's time for him to make a move and leave. And are you buying Jim Harbaugh? Do you believe he really wants to stay when he says he fully expects to be at Michigan? Or do you think he's just kind of hedging his bet in case no job really comes for him and he winds up having to stay? Because he got embarrassed last year thinking he was getting that Minnesota job and it didn't come through. All right, 877-99 on Fox for you laymen. 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Fred Rogan in for Chris Broussard. We want to hear from you. Are you buying what Jim Harbaugh is selling? or is this baloney? We want to hear from you. Let's do it next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Green Acres is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside. Oh, man. It's a TV theme song Thursday. Here on The Odd Couple, Rob Parker, Fred Rogan in for Christmas. So you see how excited I am?
I see.
Coming live from the TireRack.com studios, and The Odd Couple is sponsored by Progressive. That's right. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get the multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are you buying what Jim Harbaugh, the Michigan coach, is selling? He's expecting to be back. Do you expect him to be back? I say no. Fred says no. What do you say?
All right, let's go to Jerome in Charleston. Appreciate you holding. You're on Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Rob Parker. Andre Bocelli is a friend of mine. I know Andre Bocelli. You know Andre Bocelli. Okay,
okay,
Rob Parker.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, the money, as much money as there is in pro football, someone from somewhere is going to offer him the power and the money to leave, and it's just going to matter how much it is, how many zeros on the check, and whether he decides to leave. Hey, but I want to know about my question about Harbaugh is, when are you going to be the bride and stop being the bridesmaid, okay?
I agree with you.
You get to the mountaintop, but you didn't get far enough.
No doubt, Jerome. He hasn't gotten there. He's had opportunities, and Jim Harbaugh, eventually you need to win, no doubt. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right, let's go Zeke in Georgia. Zeke, you're on Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Rob, stop it, Rob. Stop it. Oh, my God.
What, Zeke? What?
Stop.
What?
Listen, I've been texting Chris the last 3 days. I told him Harbaugh's not going anywhere. Listen, you guys don't speak Harbaugh, right? You national guys been telling me Harbaugh's been going back to the NFL for 7 years.
He
now.
Tried
and
last year, but
He's
wait a minute.
At Michigan.
Zeke, be honest, okay? I just want you to be honest. When you are a college football coach and you don't, on signing day, you're in Minneapolis doing an interview, that tells me you were trying to get out of there and it didn't happen because you didn't get offered the job. Let's be real.
Rob, the class was all the NLIs were in. All the national letters of intent for that class were in. He was negotiating, Rob. He was never going to take the Minnesota
they
job.
They didn't offer it to him. They didn't offer
listen,
it to him.
Listen,
they didn't,
Rob,
Zeke, they
been,
didn't offer
listen,
it to him.
Let me give you the insight. Let me give you the insight. It's been a bone of contention. You know Jim is a quirky dude, and he's never been okay with that pay cut that he took from Ward.
Oh, he got his feelings
Michigan.
Hurt. No doubt
but
he got
he
his feelings
Michigan.
Hurt.
Michigan, he got his feelings hurt. And listen, when Harbaugh holds the staff, he's going to let you know, and he's going to do, you know, he's going to mess with you. He's going to poke you a little bit. If you know Jim, you've been covering him, Rob, you know this man. He's the most different guy, and now everyone says it. He's the most different guy probably of any coach of pro or college. Now, you can get $100 million in college now, so who cares about the NFL money when you can get NFL
I wanna
money
bet
in college?
You, I want to bet you it's wings that, that he – I want to bet you wings he will not be with Michigan, that he'll take a
– Next year.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Let's
oh, okay.
Bet wings.
Okay, listen. I'm lemon pepper all drums.
Yes. I'm lemon pepper all flats, all right? We got you, Zeke. Thank you.
All right,
buddy.
877-99 on Fox.
Let's go to Trey in Pennsylvania. Trey, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
No way, no how is Jim Harbaugh staying at Michigan.
Right.
I'm with you, Trey.
Definitely. Like, last year, he doesn't go to the Vikings and interview if he doesn't want to be in the NFL.
It didn't make any sense, right? He didn't have any leverage last year. He took a pay cut.
No, exactly.
You know, it's really easy to omit yourself from any job possibility if you just say, I'm happy where I'm at.
Right.
The problem is, he knows he's got to go. You know, you get to a point where you've done what you can do. And when you've done that, then you either continue. But if you're a competitor in life, you want to grow. Right? He's not ready to phone it in and call it. So he wants to grow. And that's why he will listen to offers.
No doubt. And that's why he's already talking. He didn't have an interview with the Panthers owner. But he met with him. He could have said, thank you, sir. I'm not interested. Like
when you meet with somebody, it's actually bigger than an interview.
Yes.
When you have a personal interaction and a conversation.
And the guy wants to find out about you and your head and your football knowledge. 877-99 on Fox.
Do one more. John in Michigan. You're on Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing good. How are you, John?
Not too bad. I think he's just after the money, wherever he can find it. And I think that haircut he got a couple years ago, he's trying to get it back.
No, I don't. Here's why.
I know he's not. He wasn't happy about the haircut. There's no doubt about
that. Yeah, but here's why. What's he make, $7 million now?
Yeah, but he can make way more than that.
He can make more. I don't think it's about the money because the money, look, you make $7 million, you make $10 million. It's not my money, and I could be comfortable either way. But what I do believe is that it's about opportunity to grow. If you stay at Michigan, you're locked in, and you've seen what he has accomplished. Again, there's not much more he can do without winning a national title. There's not much more. As a matter of fact, the only thing that can happen is it can go backwards and go sideways on him. It can go the wrong way on him. Once you've hit that point where you've maxed out, then it's time to make a decision. And I'll also say this. So if we use the assumption that he's gone, if we use the assumption that he leaves, now Michigan has to make a decision because he has built a very good program, a program that's in the conversation. And they have to be very careful, Rob, with their next pick because they can't afford to fall as they did before.
You mean with Brady Hoke? I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. You know.
All right. Coming up next, George Reister. That's right. Fox Sports Radio weekend host and host of Reister or Wrong weeknights on Mad Dog Sports Radio.
You finally got it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
TV theme song Thursday, Rob Parker and Fred Rogan in for Chris Broussard. And now we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, George Reister, a Fox Sports Radio weekend host and host of Reister or Wrong weeknights on Mad Dog Sports Radio. George, welcome to the Odd Couple. What's happening, buddy?
Man, what's up, man? Haven't been on here in a while. Great to be back.
Yes, and we got a legend for you in Fred Rogan.
You know, George, there's a reason you haven't been on here for a while. Uh-oh. I just want to say that.
What is that?
Everybody knows who you are, George. So, okay. You know, be on your best behavior today if you want to come back.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm just saying.
You know how George is. I call him George Wrongster, but that's another story.
Hey, man, always Reister, never, never wrong. And we do have to respect Fred because Fred is the actual legend around here. L.A. legend. You know, this man is known around the globe.
Hey, the Guinness Book of World Record. I mean, are you kidding?
I knew George when he started in radio.
Is that right?
Is that true,
yes,
George?
He did. Yeah, that is a fact. First day in radio, I walked in there, and I was kind of in awe. I was like, oh, my God, this is Fred freaking Rogan standing in front of me. It was cool.
So did Fred, was it with a tin can and string? I mean, how did you guys
No, it wasn't back in the Marconi days, Rob. Jesus.
Hey, George, let's start here with Jim Harbaugh's statement out that he, quotes, expects to be the coach at Michigan next year. That sounds good, but he could have put a wet blanket over all the talks by saying, he ain't going nowhere, I'm coaching, I'm not going to the NFL, so stop the rumors, stop the talk. He didn't do that today. Where will he be coaching next season?
Oh, man, that tweet was funny because Michigan football, their official Twitter, put it out, and it said a Michigan man through and through. And I quote tweeted it and said, I didn't know Indianapolis was in Michigan.
Where's my rim shot?
That's right.
That was good, George.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it was such a non-committal from him that it was almost laughable. Why even put out a statement? I expect to be the coach.
Right, he has a contract.
You have control. Yes, you have control. You didn't do anything to get yourself fired. So why should you expect to be the head coach instead of I'm going to be the head coach?
Right.
George, doesn't it make sense, though? He's really got to go if he has the opportunity, right?
No, he doesn't. I mean, see. Here's the thing: is that in pro football, yes, there is more perceived glory in pro football being a coach in pro football. But if you don't mind the recruiting aspect, you actually become coaching legends. Legends are made in college football because you can stay there for a long time. And if Jim Harbaugh can win a national championship
That's a big if. Since Michigan
Michigan's won the college.
They've made one national championship in the history of the school.
That is the point. Is that now the last two seasons he's actually had them in the arena. So you actually have to be in the tournament to win the tournament.
They got blown out by Georgia last year. It was embarrassing. And this year, TCU, everybody looked past TCU, including Michigan, and they got punched in the face from the word go. I mean, I don't look at the last 2 years.
Rob, you cannot win a championship if you are not in the tournament.
And you can't win if you're not prepared and ready to play. How about that?
So, well, but you can't say they weren't prepared.
So would you rather tweak and make small changes or say, oh, my God, I need 25 new players on the team.
No.
I need a whole new staff.
George, he's over. He's lost his last six bowl games. Have you watched Michigan? Go
yes,
look at the
I've
scores. Go
yes,
look
I've
at the – have they
his,
been ready to play in the postseason?
His offense is stuck in the Stone Ages. And his young quarterback – is a good runner. He has to develop as a passer if they want to take that next level. But if you ask people in the Big Ten, it didn't appear because Ohio State had been running rampant over everybody in the Big Ten and over Michigan. And now the fact that now they've won back-to-back years. Now Ohio State is not going into that game saying, oh, man, we're going to go stomp on Michigan again. No, now they are like, oh, that's a iffy game on the books now. And that is good for Michigan people, and they want him back because the most important thing in sports, Rob, is the most important thing in life, is when people have hope. And Michigan fans have hope. Hope sells season tickets. Hope buys jerseys. Hope get subscriptions to 24/7 on three and Rivals and everybody else. Hope is what does that. And he's giving Michigan fans hope. And now he has them twisting in the wind.
And that's exactly why he should leave. Because you see, also with hope, George, people can dash your hopes. And I think a problem is expectations are always raised once you begin to believe something. They're in the conversation. He's not over the hump. I'm not saying he's going to get over the hump. And by the way, when USC and UCLA show up, it'll be an entirely new ball game as well. So what I'm saying is go when the going's good. Take your shot in the NFL. Go coach for 5 years. Try to improve the team there. Hey, if it doesn't work, guess where you're going back to? Yeah.
Hey, you are taking the old show. See this lets you know. Oh, when you get older, the wiser that you get. The old showbiz mantra, always leave them wanting more.
Yeah.
And if he leaves now, they will want more. And if it doesn't work out in the NFL, they will absolutely be like, bring Harbaugh back, pay him whatever he wants, give him the key to the city. So you're not off base there, Fred.
George Wrighster is our guest here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Of course, a weekend host here at Fox Sports Radio and host of Wrighster Are Wrong weeknights on Mad Dog Sports Radio. Let's talk about the national championship game, which is Monday. Should we did Georgia lose a little prestige or good feeling because of the way that they struggled against Ohio State? It looked like Ohio State was going to be in a championship game and they were going to get knocked out. And let me ask you, and TCU, should we feel better about TCU that they knocked off Michigan?
Listen, hey, at the end of the day, when it comes to the tournament, like there's a difference during the regular season where you're playing for style points and all of that. At the end of the day, in the tournament, you look up and say a win is a win. It don't matter how it happened, because now you have time to clean up whatever happened. And it is tough when you've been off for three, four weeks in between playing a game. That does make it tough. So Georgia will be much sharper going into the national championship versus TCU. But what's at stake for TCU is, and people should be high on TCU, because this is the opportunity for everybody's team to have hope. Everybody's team. Because there is a thing called the blue chip rankings. And the blue chip rankings are they rank teams based upon how many 4- and 5-star athletes are on their rosters. And there's never been a team that has won a national championship that didn't have over 50% since they've been keeping stars, over 50% blue chip rating. And TCU is nowhere near that. So if they win a national championship, every school in the nation is going to now think that they can win.
George, before we let you go, how's your son?
Oh man, he's doing good. We are excited. We're going through the recruiting process now and everything. So hopefully you'll be seeing some really good things this season.
Exciting. Hey, good talking to you, man.
No doubt. We appreciate you. Thank you, George.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll have you on soon, I promise. All right.
Be here.
Yes, no doubt. All right, Bengal players aren't ready to play on Sunday. Fred, we'll talk about that next. It is the Odd Couple with Fred Rogan in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay,
America!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker along with Fred Rogan. In for Chris Broussard, and we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Fred, let's go. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, last night, Shekel City, BetMGM, great place to put a couple shekels down. I was 1-2. As somehow the Pistons, Rob G, every time, Alex, you notice too, I bet against the Pistons. They win, Fred. They don't cover. They win the game. And they beat the Warriors last night. You saw that on the last second shot?
You know, shades of the great Joe Strotter, who used to play center. Do you remember the... Remember Joe Strotter? He had hands like bricks.
Is that right?
Every time they throw the ball, it'd bounce off his hands out of bounds.
Unbelievable. But they win. So anyway, I was 1-2 last night. Here we go. Shekel City, best bet. I got the Grizzlies -6.5 at the Magic. The Magic won last night convincingly, but I think the Grizzlies get them. That's my best bet. I have the Celtics -2.5. They got killed by the Thunder a couple nights
ago.
They
lost,
they gave up 150 points. They'll bounce back even though it's in Dallas against the Mavericks. And I have the Jazz -6.5 in Houston taking on the Rockets.
Remember, I like that.
Grizzlies, Celtics, Jazz. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. All right, let's go here. That traumatic Monday Night Football. Now there's some talk and some stories coming out and stuff that the Bengal players are a little hesitant to play.
Sure.
With Damar Hamlin recovering. But Fred, this is one of those lessons in life. And things happen. Bad stuff happens. We lose loved ones. Chris just lost his dad.
Yeah.
I lost both of my parents. You know what I mean? Like, in life, it's tough. People are close to you, but you got to press on. And it's good that Hamlin is feeling like things are on an uptick and positive, but we have to go through these things.
You know, I think this, and I experienced it when I was young, we are not conditioned to deal with traumatic moments. Because we don't see them every day. And that's why there's an outpouring of support for Damar nationally, because they witnessed it. Everybody did on national TV. You can't unsee that. As human beings, we try to go through our life without experiencing anything like that. But sadly, at one point or another, we do. And then we have to cope with it. When I was growing up, I was 13 years old and in Phoenix, and my mom yelled at my dad was having a heart attack. And this is like 10:40 at night.
Wow.
I ran into the room, and I can see it as if it was yesterday, and it's been many years ago. And I tried to save him. And why? Because I'd seen a TV show called Marcus Welby that night.
Right. Marcus Welby, MD. It was a doctor's show.
So I have no training in anything, and I'm trying to save my father.
You saw it that night, that and it night. Happened?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a thing where a guy was having a heart attack, yeah. and they were showing what to do?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I tried to save him, and sadly, my dad didn't make it. Okay, that's a traumatic experience for anyone any age. Imagine if you're 13 years old and trying to save your father, and it doesn't work.
Right.
So my mom comes back from the hospital, and at that point I still had hope, although now looking back, there was none.
Right.
She comes back, and I said, "Where's Dad?" And she said, "He's not coming home anymore." And I said, "Well, what are we going to do?" And she said, "We're going to go on. We have to go on. Because life is for the living." And I always remembered that. And I was a kid at that point.
Right,
I can remember it as if it was yesterday. And I've told my kids that story. And the point is this. When we see something that is real life, you know, everybody laughs, everybody jokes around, and nobody really thinks anything bad can happen. As you get older, you realize that, yeah, unfortunate things and tragic things can occur.
Because you see more and more. You know what I'm right.
You know more of the world. And you, with help, and it's important, and I have to tell you this, to get help, to talk about it, to work through it, you got to go on. You have to go forward. You can't stay in one place because you'll never be able to deal with it. And I'll also say this, Rob, for the Bengal players and for the Bills players, it's not something after witnessing that you get over.
No.
But you learn how to deal with it.
And getting back out there doing what you do is one of those things. I also remember a friend of mine, his dad died.
Okay.
And we had practice that day. We were all on the baseball team together.
Yeah.
And we're out there and, you know, he's 9 or 10 years old. Same thing. Really young.
Right.
And I remember his mother coming to the door and saying, "Go to baseball practice with your friends." Like, you're not going to sit around here. Do you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
like, go. And he went with us and practiced or whatever because there's nothing you could do, you know, at the situation. Thank God that Hamlin is recovering.
Absolutely.
Thank God. Look at that as a blessing.
Yes.
But you guys are football players. You'll work through it. It's not like, you know what I mean? Like, you just have to work through it. You don't forget about it. You don't forget about him. You understand what he's going through. But I think that they'll eventually understand that, you know, you just have to push through.
You just have to move forward. And you do it with help. And if anyone has been through anything like this
yes.
or any traumatic experience, it really is important to talk to somebody because they will help you and help you process it and teach you where to put it and how to keep it inside you, yet move forward. It's very, very important. Again, thank God he's okay.
Yes.
Thank God he's
better. I mean, it's
better.
A blessing. Really, because it could have been a situation. And again, I think you're 100% right. The idea that we all saw it live on national television is what strikes people the most and shakes them up. But the players are expected to play, even though I'm sure there were some who were hesitant and thought about it. And it looks like the NFL is not going to replay that game either.
And I find that interesting.
Yeah.
Because I thought if it did have impact, and it could, on the seeding, that they might play that game next week and move everything back and get rid of the bye week into the Super Bowl.
But I just thought there's too many moving parts. You don't want. And then if something goes wrong or there's some weather or just some, then you're really stuck. And you know you can't move the Super Bowl.
Right. No.
Super Bowl cannot be moved. So I think that's why they're like, we can't do all of this, upset the apple cart for one game. Even though two teams might only have one and you might have to go by percentages, you know, I think the NFL made the right decision. Because once you start doing all that other stuff, Fred, there's a chance. But, all right, coming up next, hour number two of The Odd Couple. The All-Star voting, the early returns are in. And LeBron James is the king of the All-Star vote. Is he still the face of the NBA?
Who, me?
I'm surprised.
Just ask him.
I guess we'll talk about that plus more. It is The Odd Couple Rob Parker and Fred Rogan in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay!
America.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.